This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com. Find the coolest tees, mugs, and more inspired by Elon Musk's universe. Celebrate your love for SpaceX, Tesla, and beyond. And gear up with StarshipShirts.com, where every purchase is a launch pad for adventure. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. In this fast-paced world of social media, where every tweet is scrutinized and every word weighed, a new controversy has emerged involving two high-profile figures: Elon Musk, tech billionaire and owner of Twitter, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, known for her political acuity and prolific social media use. Now, the bone of contention, a growing concern over disinformation and its potential influence on the upcoming 2024 U.S. presidential election. This story, which Ocasio-Cortez broke on Tuesday via a post on Blue Sky, marks another chapter in the ongoing debate about the power of social media giants, the manipulation of online narratives, and the potential harm of unchecked disinformation. She said, "I'm concerned about next year's election given Musk putting his finger on the scale in Turkey. There is a line where the harm of unchecked disinfo exceeds the benefits of direct, authentic communication." And she expressed a sentiment that echoes wider concerns about the integrity of democratic processes in the digital age. Her source of ire is Musk's recent decision to comply with a request by Turkey's right-wing autocratic leader, and that's to censor dissenting voices on the Twitter platform. Now, Musk, known for his libertarian stance on free speech, justified this decision by suggesting that it was the lesser of two evils, considering the threat to completely shut down Twitter access in Turkey altogether. And this approach, according to Musk, was intended to preserve at least some level of access to the platform for the Turkish people. While this may look like a diplomatic solution on the surface, critics argue that it sets a dangerous precedent. In effect, it positions powerful social media platforms as arbiters of speech, deciding which voices are heard and which are silenced. Furthermore, it raises the question, if this can happen in Turkey, what's to prevent similar scenarios unfolding elsewhere, including in the upcoming U.S. election? Adding to AOC's consternation was another incident involving a parody account that impersonated her, allegedly promoted by Musk himself. The account, at AOC Press, made false policy statements on her behalf, a move that Ocasio-Cortez deemed as, quote, test balloons for the 2024 U.S. election. She said, "Right now, many of these folks are sending up test balloons. Trump's use of AI in the DeSantis video, Musk's censorship in Turkey for the election. All of it is precedent setting and testing waters ahead of 24. It will get worse. Q is how to respond when government overall won't and may not in time." Ocasio-Cortez's words serve as a stark warning about the power of these platforms and the individuals who control them. It highlights the potential for the abuse of that power and the need for vigilance, accountability, and effective solutions to safeguard our democratic processes. The issue of Twitter's role and responsibility in monitoring and moderating content on its platform is not new. Yet, it has been thrust back into the limelight with Musk's recent acquisition of the company. He's openly criticized what he sees as the platform's excessive censorship and has positioned himself as a champion of free speech. Yet, as AOC's recent post suggests, there's a fine line between free speech and allowing potential harmful disinformation to proliferate unchecked. As the story develops, all eyes are on AOC, who hinted at the possibility of leaving the other place, presumably referring to Twitter, and Musk, who seems determined to continue pushing his free speech agenda on the platform. And a spokesperson for Ocasio-Cortez declined to comment when asked whether she's considering leaving Twitter, while Musk has yet to remain silent on the matter. What remains clear, however, is that the Congresswoman is considering her next steps carefully. The growing influence of social media in our daily lives and potential processes cannot be understated. For politicians like AOC, platforms like Twitter offer a unique space to directly engage with constituents and share their viewpoints on a range of issues. However, this same immediacy and reach make them a potent tool for disinformation and manipulation. This was poignantly demonstrated by the AOC Press parody account. And that account was founded in 2018, and it was verified by Twitter, It attracted a growing number of followers by sharing content masquerading as AOC's official statements. One of the controversial tweets pinned by the account reads, "Printing money is the only way out of inflation," a statement significantly misaligning with Ocasio-Cortez's actual economic policies. And even though parody accounts are a common phenomenon on Twitter, problem arises when they are used as a vehicle for disinformation. This is particularly problematic when these accounts are amplified by influential figures like Musk, thereby inadvertently lending credibility to their false narratives. And the severity of this issue was further underlined when AOC criticized Musk's decision to charge $8 monthly for Twitter Blue. The subscription service, which originally intended to enhance the user experience, now offers a verified checkmark, a feature previously reserved for preventing impersonation. This move, Ocasio-Cortez argues, deletes the importance of verification and potentially enables the spread of more disinformation. From Musk's perspective, actions such as censoring tweets at the request of foreign leaders or promoting controversial subscription models can be seen as attempts to navigate the challenging waters of free speech versus censorship. Yet, from the viewpoint of AOC and other critics, these actions not only create a potentially harmful precedent, but also pose as urgent questions. Now, how should we respond to such issues, especially when the government either cannot or does not take timely action? Now, while representatives for Twitter and AOC have not yet responded to requests for comment, this unfolding story sheds light on the role of social media platforms in shaping political narratives and the ongoing struggle to balance free speech with the prevention of disinformation. As the controversy unfolds, it not only underscores the immense power wielded by tech moguls like Musk, but also amplifies the call for more transparency, accountability, and perhaps even regulation of social media platforms. And as we inch closer to the 2024 U.S. election, the decisions made by these platforms could potentially influence the direction of our political discourse. And as a saga between Musk and AOC illustrates, these decisions can spark fierce debate and necessitate careful scrutiny from all involved. Now, as a society, we're grappling with how to manage the novel challenges presented by the digital age, from disinformation campaigns to the power of social media giants. As this story evolves, it'll continue to illuminate these issues, serving as a reminder of the high stakes at play in the complex dance of politics, power, and the digital world. Now, as we move closer into the 21st century, the nexus between technology and politics will continue to shape our world in unpredictable ways. And the debate between Musk and Ocasio-Cortez offers up a glimpse into this future, forcing us to confront the profound implications of our digitized political landscape. Well, I want to take a second and say thank you to everybody who's subscribed to the channel and also who have followed the show, because I really do appreciate your support. Now, that's it for today's episode of the show. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.